Queen of Hearts castle. I got up bright and early and began my journey to the Queen of Hearts castle. I was desperately praying that the wizard would still be there. I still feel pretty awful about ditching Prince Brandon at the ball. He's such a nice guy. But the perfect girl for him is out there somewhere, and I'm pretty sure she isn't me. Right now, my major goal in life is to find my way back home. So starting a relationship with a very cute prince in fairy tale land would only complicate things. Besides, most of the time, I'm totally overwhelmed dealing with just one Brandon. How would I ever handle two of him? Anyway, before I knew it, I found myself standing right outside the Queen of Hearts castle. It was quite obvious that the queen was totally obsessed with hearts. I saw dozens of them. She even had heart-shaped doors and windows. A group of guards marched back and forth in formation at the main entrance. After a few minutes, I finally summoned up the courage to approach one of them. "Excuse me, sir, but I was wondering if it would be possible for me to speak with..."
"What are you doing here, missy? Haven't you heard? The Queen of Hearts has decreed a state of emergency. A very dangerous and powerful magic user is terrorizing our citizenry and plans to overthrow Her Royal Highness the Queen. The entire kingdom is on high alert."
"Wow, I wasn't aware of that. Is the magic user named Mackenzie?" I asked, mostly out of curiosity. I heard the Munchkins complaining that she'd been harassing them for quite a while.
"You actually know this diabolical perpetrator?"
he practically shouted as he excitedly summoned the other guards. "No, actually I don't know for sure who the person is. I was just asking," I stammered.
"Well, the Queen is offering a handsome reward for any information leading to the capture of this heinous criminal. And she's ordered the most powerful magic user in the land to apprehend the person. I think it would be a good idea for you to speak with him. Now come along, please."
"I really wish I could help you, but I'm supposed to be leaving the kingdom very soon, like any minute now. I'm really sorry," I said as I tried to walk away. But the guards quickly surrounded me.
"It's urgent that you report to the Wizard of Odd for questioning. Please follow me, young lady. Guards, fall in! Forward march!"
I could not believe my ears. I was being escorted into the castle to see the wizard. Scoovee! My dream had come true, because standing inside the great hall was the man himself, the Great Wizard of Odd. I have to admit, I was a little shocked and surprised to see that he looked just like Principal Winston from my middle school. But hey, I didn't care if he looked like a two-headed lizard with three eyes, a mustache, and a bad hair weave. I was finally going home. Squee! I was so happy, I wanted to cry. "Hello, Mr. Wizard, sir. I've been searching for you for forever. My name is Nikki Maxwell, and I was wondering if you would please, please help me go ho—" That's when his smile immediately vanished. He narrowed his eyes at me and scowled.
"Did you just say your name is Nikki Maxwell?" he bellowed.
Yes? I squeaked nervously. The wizard quickly pulled a large scroll from his robe pocket and opened it. Then he started reading over dramatically in a booming voice.
"Nikki Maxwell, most wicked witch of the unknown kingdom, by order of the Queen of Hearts, I demand that you cease and desist terrorizing the citizenry of this humble kingdom with your dark and evil magic. Are you prepared to stand before your accusers?"
I didn't have the slightest idea what that guy was talking about. I wasn't a wicked witch. This had to be some kind of mistake. "My accusers? What accusers?" I sputtered.
"Guards, bring in the accusers," the wizard ordered.
A small group was ushered in and stood there, glaring at me. I was a little freaked out when I first saw the Queen of Hearts. She looked suspiciously like the celebrity figure skater Victoria Steele from my Holiday on Ice charity show back in December. A cold shiver went down my spine. That lady was vain, mean, and crazy. The rest of the group included 1, Mackenzie. Okay, so she was probably still very ticked off about the fact that I'd landed on her upon my arrival in Fairytale Land. And yes, I was still wearing her magical sneakers, which she hopefully didn't realize because they had changed into a cute pair of black Mary Janes. 2, the wolf. He was still dressed in a granny gown and obviously still had an attitude about the whole broken tail thing, which BTW was totally an accident. 3, the bear family. Yes, my friend Goldilocks had pretty much trashed their house and eaten their porridge, so I completely understood why they were still a little upset. But I had left them a very yummy snack of nuts and berries. Didn't I get any credit for that good deed? Suddenly, Mackenzie walked up to me, stuck her finger right in my face, and screeched, "Yes, that's her! She tried to brutally murder me, and I think she stole my designer sneakers and is hiding them. She's a very powerful and evil magic user with plans to dispose of the wizard and take over the Queen of Hearts' castle and kingdom. I overheard her bragging about it to the Munchkins. Although she looks innocent and stupid, don't trust her for one second." I could not believe Mackenzie was lying about me like that in front of my face. No wonder everyone was mad. Even madder at me. There's been an awful mistake. I didn't do any of those terrible things. Well, okay, maybe I did a few of them, but some of that stuff was totally by accident. "Please, Your Highness, I beg of you, please do something, anything," I cried. And she did. The Queen of Hearts pointed at me and screamed, "Off with your head!" Then she ordered me to stand trial for my crimes against the kingdom tomorrow at sunrise. Just great. That's when Mackenzie came over and gave me a big hug. "You poor thing, I feel so bad for you. But the most important thing is to just stay calm through all of this and not lose your head." Oops, did I just say lose your head? Sorry. Then she sashayed away. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. Anyway, I tried to look on the bright side. I was very sure that by tomorrow the Queen would realize she had made a huge mistake. And if I actually did have a trial, there was no doubt in my mind that all my new friends in Fairytale Land would testify that I was a decent person. The challenge was going to be contacting everyone before my trial at sunrise. Just as I was about to leave the castle to try to round up witnesses for my trial, the guards stopped me. "Not so fast, Miss Wicked Witch, from the unknown." "I am not a wicked witch," I snapped. "I have specific orders from the Queen to keep you locked up until your trial and execution tomorrow. To the dungeon with you. You'll be sharing a cell with the rats." "Dungeon? Rats? Execution?" I gasped. Then I took a big breath and screamed with every ounce of my being, "Brianna! Help!" Unfortunately, Brianna was a no-show. Again. Brianna was very lucky that the Queen of Hearts had placed me under arrest right then, because I would have marched right over to the Fairytale Land Council headquarters and filed a complaint against Brianna for incompetent fairy godmothering, or whatever, and demanded an immediate replacement. Anyway, the guards escorted me down 3 long flights of steps, deep into the bowels of the castle. Then they locked me in the cold, dark, dank dungeon as I sat on a hard wooden bench, shivering beneath a dirty, tattered blanket, two things suddenly became quite obvious. I was never going home, and my life was pretty much over.